don't know the no limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning, morning,
man.
House, don't stop.
We ain't got to stop it, man. It's Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's right, No Limit Larry in the Morning Man House. We clocking in for y'all. Today is Friday. Welcome to Friday, man. We made it, baby. We made it. The weekend back here again, ready to go out there, ready to go do it. Put your mask on, put your gloves on, social distance, and yeah, go breathe. Some fresh air. Get out the house, go on the porch, do something. Breathe. Some fresh air. 73 degrees. It's going to be clear skies, man. 93 is the high for the day. Afternoon, thunderstorms are going to be upon us, man, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And they're going to be, the rain chances are going to be with us for the next, about the next week. The next 4 week, we're going to have heavy rain chances of well above 50% each and every day. So get ready for these thunderstorms, as there'll be a lot of pop-up showers in and around the area. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, crazy. I had a crazy night last night. So I have two AC units in my house. One of the AC units went out last night, and it was the upstairs unit that went out. You know, that's where the living quarters is upstairs. So that's where all the bedrooms are. So it went out last night. So guess who I had to call? I called our great friend, Mr. Jenkins.
And they came
through. But whoa, Mr. Jenkins, Lord, have mercy, Lord, Jesus, Lord.
I already know.
Lord, I need to hold something. Somebody let me hold something. I said, oh, Lord, that's how much AC units cost.
You should have put your shirt on, and then when they arrived, you should have said, oh, I'm here to, you know, I'm already here, but let me get the equipment off the truck. And you should have did it yourself.
And I did just. Now, you know, if you know anything about No Limit Larry, you know I had my shirt on when they came through. I say, you know, I'm an employee of the company. I tried to, yeah, and then, so some of my handiwork that I did before, he said it was wrong. He was like, yeah, you did it all wrong. He told me to stay out for YouTube and my do-it-yourself projects. But hey, I will say my do-it-yourself project has worked for at least 6.5 years, but he said it was wrong. So he said that might be one reason that whatever, I don't care no more. But yeah, and I was talking to him about, you know, this pandemic going on, you know, how has it affected their work? He said, you know, at first it was slow. He said, but over the last week alone, they have replaced about 3,800 AC units. Wow.
Getting hot.
Yeah, because it's getting hot and folks just don't, you don't really take care of your AC unit like you should. Yeah, you really don't take care of it like that, but shout out to Mr. Jenkins. I'm gonna need an armored car or something. Somebody, if y'all see one of them armored cars going down the street, just stop it and tell them, let me hold something off of that. Tell one of them armored cars to send me a Cash App or something, because I'm gonna need it.
Don't do that.
Huh? They can't send me
don't stop no armored car.
They can't send me a Cash App off the armored car?
No.
Oh, okay. I also saw last night you were saying you watched the Netflix movie Fatal Affair.
Trash.
You didn't like it?
Oh, no. No.
You didn't like it?
As a matter of fact, the first time that I watched it, I fell asleep.
Yeah. So you watched it more than once.
And then I was like, well, I had to because I fell asleep the first time.
Okay, I got you.
So I had to go back and watch it to finish watching it because I fell asleep during it. So no, I only watched it once.
Yeah.
Just in part each time. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good at all. It's like, you know, and I posted it and a lot of people were commenting. They agree with me, but the comment is, it's like a typical Lifetime movie. We've seen this play out before. The movie is very predictable. And this wasn't Omar Epps' best performance.
I was about to say the same thing. You know what it made me think about? But, you know, just watching Omar in this movie, I was thinking like, you know, what is Omar's best movie? I was thinking about that for the Madhouse question of the day. What is Omar Epps' best movie? What is Omar Epps' best movie?
It would probably be Love and Basketball.
You know what? And I have forgot about Love and Basketball because I was going through his movies and I don't know how I forgot that one because that's one of my favorite movies. You know what? Either that, I would say either that, Juice, or even In Too Deep. With him and LL Cool J, but LL Cool J outperformed him in that movie to me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And that one kind of put LL in the realm of what he's doing now with his acting because that one kind of put LL on TV as far as his acting out after that, you know, with what he's doing right now on TV. So, I don't know.
A lot of people, were posting, oh man, I've been saving this for the weekend to watch on the weekend. I saw a couple of people even say, you know, this was going to be my date night movie and all this kind of, look, make that your Saturday morning cleanup movie while you cleaning up. Watch it then.
I will say this, and not to get a movie away, not like you won't figure it out anyway, but I would say that it's in the line of The Perfect Guy, Obsessed, same thing. But I will say Nia Long looks good for her age. I will say that. Nia Long looks good for her age. Now I say that. And,
it's just a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah. I don't like to call movies trash, but I'm going to have to agree with you on this one, Jess. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you.
It was, ugh.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. It's very predictable from the opening scene. You're like, oh, come on, this again?
Yeah.
This again?
No.
And it's like, ugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least Nia Long is back. She's doing her thing in movies, and Omar was back, and maybe they'll get something else. This one.
It wasn't even really, and I'm a Nia Long fan. I like Nia Long. But it really even wasn't a dynamic role for her.
No, it wasn't.
It was flat for her.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was flat for her and bad for Omar.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, if y'all get a chance, man, check it out. Fatal Affair on Netflix is the newest Netflix movie. Omar Epps and Nia Long is back. Go on and support black films, Jessica. Don't tell them. Don't check it out.
Okay.
No, let me Larry in the morning, Madhouse, man. We got an action packed show for y'all this morning. Cool Kid Friday is back. We got a cool kid that's going to be in the building. We're going to let y'all shine right around 7:08. Miss Justice got your nose and neighbor news at 7:24. Burpee's out this morning. So guess who got it for you? I got it for you, boy. I got it. I grabbed the ammunition for shots fired. I got that for you right after the mix coming up at 8:10. Let's go on and get started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible tells us, God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in sin. God's faithful love is a merciful love, meaning we don't receive what we deserve, which is punishment, but rather the opposite, pardon and restoration. His great mercy has rescued us, and like the magnificent Niagara Falls, the mercy of God overflows freely and continually in our lives. And because we have received mercy, we should show mercy to others. Who in your life needs to be shown mercy right now? Maybe a friend, a coworker, a classmate. We all need mercy in difficult moments. God is pleased when we show mercy to others because he has shown great mercy to us. And so remember, his mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Chris Brown, Young Thug, got him going crazy. 608, 8 minutes out to 6 o'clock. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 75 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 91. And you know what time it is. It's time to hit that hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, nosy neighbors, let's talk about it. Nick Cannon, he has been in the news all week ever since he made his comments, his controversial comments on his podcast. You know, Viacom decided to drop him, which means that Wildin' Out is off the air for right now. And at first he said, I'm not going to apologize for my comments. Apologies are... And so he said that he wasn't going to apologize. But now he has come back and he has said, and after speaking to members of the Jewish community, he posted a very, very lengthy apology. Then he took to Twitter yesterday and basically said, whoa, geez, you know, I heard an entire community and it pained me to the core. I thought it couldn't get any worse. Then I watched my own community turn on me and call me a sellout for apologizing. Good night. Enjoy Earth. So, we want to know, do you think Nick Cannon should have apologized?
It's tough, but I'll say this. I think an apology, just like what he said, is personal. So I think, you know, if he really felt in his heart that he wronged some people and he wronged somebody, then yes, he should have apologized. And I'll leave that right there.
I still have not had a chance to watch the entire podcast. I heard a couple of comments about it. And to be completely transparent and honest, I'm not familiar with all of what Nick Cannon was saying, you know. So I see people saying, well, what he said is true. And then some people are saying, no, what he said is absolutely false. You know, it's based off of conspiracy theories and that, whatever. Here's my thing. I'm a very big person on accountability. And so if you learn that you have made a mistake in something that you do, you have to be accountable and you have to apologize for what you have done, especially if you hurt someone. That's what we're asking for as African Americans. You know, we want accountability in certain things. So if Nick Cannon feels as if he got it wrong and he wants to take accountability for that, I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that. Now, do I know if what he was saying is wrong? No, because I don't know the history behind it. And I haven't heard all of his comments. I only heard part of them. But if he feels like what he said is wrong and he's learned that in the conversations that he's had with the Jewish community and he wants to take accountability for hurting people, I don't see no problem in that. I don't see no problem in that.
Hi, how do we tap in on the question?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Do you agree with Nick Cannon apologizing after his comments on his podcast? We want to hear your opinion.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors. It is 6:23. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. You know, Offset and Cardi B celebrated their daughter's culture. Her second birthday was a lavish party. It included painting, cotton candy, a water slide, and her aunt, Hennessy, gave her an electric baby Bugatti. Mm. Well, the giving didn't stop there. Offset recently made headlines when a video of him giving the little girl an $8,000 pink Birkin bag was posted to social media. He caught a lot of slack for that. So Cardi B hopped on. A lot of people said that he wasted money on his daughter and should have gotten her toys instead. Mm. Cardi B took to social media to defend the designer bag purchase, saying, "If I'm fly and daddy's fly, then so is the kid." She went on to say, "If I was looking like a bad bee, an expensive bee, and I had my kid looking like a bum, then y'all would be talking mess." And you know what? I agree with her. She's exactly right. She's exactly right. So,
but come on, Jessa, $8,000 bag. I mean, you can still let your kid look fly, but not put him in, buy him an $8,000 Birkin bag that they don't even
know. It is not my place to be in anybody's pockets, managing anybody's money or anybody's finances at all.
But it's
if they got it and they want
to
spend it on their kid, then let them do that.
Nah, man, nah. I mean, you can. You're right. You can't tell us about how to spend their money, but I'm just saying to her comment about
especially looking, on their daughter. That's their daughter.
But I'm saying, but to her comment about looking raggedy, you can still have your kid looking good and not be. I mean, come on now, $8,000 Birkin bag. That's a little extreme. It's a luxury.
It's not my place. And this isn't the first time we've seen DJ Khaled gave Stormy a Chanel bag.
And his son Asadi gave him a Rolex watch, and he couldn't even wear it.
I mean, I
get it.
If you got it, and that's what you want to do for your child, then that's what you want. I ain't got no place to be in nobody's pockets at all.
Well, I got something to say about it. I don't care.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Coming up, man, we jumping off Cool Kid Friday. And, of course, you already know we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. It's Power 98 Charlotte's Plug.
Power 98 Cheerleader Fridays is brought to you by Plato's Closet. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
Saturday morning madhouse, 75 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 91. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms. About a 70% chance of those coming up, man, starting around about 3 o'clock. So if you headed out this afternoon, you're probably going to run into one of those pop-up showers. It's Friday, and it's a Cool Kid Friday. Baby, it's back today.
It's Cool Kid Friday. Let's get it.
CHARLOWTE got big things popping. Cool Kid Friday in the 98. Morning Madhouse got big things popping. Show out, get turned, get T-cuts. We got big things popping. It's Prince Navarre repping Cool Kid Friday, baby. Let's get big things popping.
He got big things popping. Big things popping.
Yes, sir. Miss Jessica, who we got in the building for Cool Kid Friday?
Oh, this young lady is doing wonderful things in our community. I went looking for her. I did a social media search for her, found her, and then as I was talking to her, realized that her mother and I used to work together, like very, very closely. And I've actually watched her grow up. I just didn't pin it together. She is a graduating senior from Audrey Kale. She served as the senior class president. And in the fall, she will be heading to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on a scholarship. Let's have a round of applause for Miss Kaden Hunt. Hello, Kaden.
Thank you.
Miss Kaden Hunt, how you doing this morning? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I woke up beautifully.
So, you know, speaking of RJK, we've seen a lot of things transpire in the last, I would say, 3 months as far as it relates to RJK. The principal being suspended, them, you know, you having the rock painted and then the repainting of the rock. So let's talk about all that. First, you spoke out about the culture at RJK. What is and what was the culture like at RJK for you?
I think it's all about a community thing. It was definitely hard, but there are spaces or there's trying to be spaces for that to happen. For me, it was about like leading through like being student body president, but then also like creating my own social injustice class there. So it was tough, but you know, we prevail and we got to stay strong through it. But yeah, it was hard. Even just being in a leadership position was like, am I really student body president? Do I really represent a school that sometimes wouldn't represent me?
Mm.
But I definitely had some growing points. I definitely had times where I was crying in the bathroom, but I definitely had times where I was also on stage, like, being hyped, being whatever, dancing, really rocking, everything during pep rallies. So, I don't know, it was very, very tough, but I'm happy that I had that experience just so that I can know, like, real world, like, strength and everything like that.
Kaden, you know, we stay very connected with the community, and we hear people talking. And I think that in the African-American community here in Charlotte, when people think Audrey Kale, there is a word that comes to mind, and that is racist, you know?
Yeah.
What has been your experience? Would you consider that environment, being at that school, a racist environment? Or what has been your firsthand experience with that?
Yeah, so it was definitely hard. There'd be classes where I was the only black girl in my AP classes, only black person, for a matter of fact, where I could count people in my classes over, like, I don't think I've ever had a class with over four black people and in my classes. So that was definitely tough, and not really seeing teachers look like you or anything like that. There have been times where it was just students just not saying the happiest things to me, just like in class, or even just simple microaggressions and everything like that. But then even from a larger picture, like seeing things or even just hearing things was awful. But I don't know, it's like to the point where it's almost even just like repressed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
Where it's like trauma in that way. But I don't know, I prevailed. I got the scholarship that I wanted. I got everything that happened without the school's help, but got the scholarship that I wanted.
Well, let's,
and I don't know.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, you say without the school's help, you still got the scholarship. And let's talk about the Rock incident when we come back. Charlotte's Plug, man, is Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
They love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's Cool Kid Friday, let's get it.
DHARLO, double T E got big things popping. Cool Kid Friday in the 98, Morning Madhouse got big things popping. Show up, get turned, get T cuts. We got big things popping. It's Prince Navarre rapping Cool Kid Friday, baby, let's get big things popping.
We got big things popping. Big things popping. Big things.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yes, it is a Cool Kid Friday. We got it popping this morning. Miss Jessica, who is on Cool Kid Friday this morning?
We have recent graduate of Audrey Kale and former student body president, Miss Kaden Hunt. Now, Kaden, before we went to break, you started talking about the scholarship, and I think that's maybe one of my favorite stories about you. I learned about this after the Rock incident, but the Moorhead Scholarship is a scholarship that's offered to students that are in high school, seniors that are in high school, and normally teachers have to nominate students, or the school staff nominate students for that. You, even with all of your academic success, did not get nominated, so you advocated for yourself and took upon yourself to apply that scholarship, and then ended up getting it. Talk about the decision to do it yourself and why it is important for our kids to advocate for themselves and not wait for people to do it for them.
100%. I was actually mad that I didn't get the nomination. I was like, I kind of deserve
it. Me too,
it.
Girl.
And I was like, come on. I was like, what? And so I decided to do it myself. My mom was like, Kaden, you got to do this. It's free money. It was like 12 pages of work, but I almost didn't do it. And that was like the scary part. Like, think about it. I was in my room and I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this. But I did it. My family like pushed me. They were like, come on, Kaden, you got it. But I think the thing for advocating for yourself is that no one else is going to do it. You might as well get everything that you want if you speak it into existence, if you do the work towards it. And just like that situation, like no one was holding my hand, you know, and I still got it, you know. I still like got this scholarship, full ride. I get to go there. Like, they give me money basically to go to school, which is one of the best things that I can say that I've like ever done. Like, just getting that scholarship, being there, being in the time, and being proud of myself. I think we try to do things to like, you know, be humble about it and 100%. But you have to know yourself and be proud of yourself to speak about it and be like, hey, like, no, like, I really deserve that. And that's not selfish of me to say that I deserve that. To say that I have to put myself out there to be recognized and to get everything that I want. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad that I did that.
Kaden, you with us this morning on Cool Kid Friday, senior at RJ Kell. Everybody, we keep alluding to the Rock incident. What in the world is the Rock incident for folks who don't know?
Yeah, so me and my friends painted the Spirit Rock, like, in front of our school, Audrey Kell. It's a huge rock. You can't miss it on Audrey Kell Road. We painted it, and it was beautifully done with a Black Lives Matter themed, a huge fist on it, everything, the names of victims, and everything on it was just beautiful. Statements that were just really particular to the movement, and saying Black Lives Matter on one side of the rock. And 2 days later, I was so proud of it. I took some graduation pictures. And then 2 days later, it was defaced, where the names were crossed out. The fist was, like, crossed out. It said, instead of Black Lives Matter, they put Blue Lives Matter. They crossed out everything. It was just awful to kind of see. And I woke up, and I didn't know what was happening. Got text messages, and I rushed to the school with my mom and my dad, or my dad and my brother, and just started bawling because of how much hate that was. Like, really take one piece, you know, and just really kind of destroy it. But I posted a video. I was just me crying. And because, like, it really hurt, like, seeing that, like, I don't know. And so posted a video, got some people to paint, and it just blew up, and I did not expect it to do that. And so we basically had to plan a protest and an event in one day, in 24 hours. So me and my friends did that, and it was so much fun. And it was, like, a bunch of people there. So many people were literally helping paint the rock. The rock looks 10 times better than it did. And so I'm so thankful just for everyone that contributed. Getting the paint from Lowe's. Lowe's sponsored us. That was so crazy.
Like, that's dope.
Everything. Yeah, it was so perfect. And the rock looks beautiful. And I pass it usually every day just to see, like, how much impactful it was for me and for our community inside of it.
And you also,
like, this is a part of us.
And you also raise money for several organizations, one being one that I'm a part of, which is Block Love Charlotte, and you donated money to that from The Rock. So thank you for that, one. And two, what made you want to donate back to some of the organizations that are doing work here in Charlotte?
Yeah, of course. So me and my friends, we got a bunch of money for The Rock, and we were like, how are we going to pay for this paint? How are we going to, because paint is expensive. I didn't realize how much paint was until I pulled up to the store. I was like, dang. And so we raised money, and I didn't realize how much money was going to come in. And so I told them I was going to put it back into our community. And that's where Block Love came into the fact. And then when I met someone from the ACLU, it was just a beautiful experience. And just as they've been doing the Innocence Project, same way, in the movement for the Black Lives. So I felt if you could have all these organizations, someone would fit into one that donated money, at least
Kaden.
So, yeah.
You are headed to UNC Chapel Hill in the fall for school. But unfortunately, we are in the middle of a pandemic, which also changed how you graduated from high school. We actually have that picture up. I posted that on our Power 98 website, the one of you in your graduation cap and gown by The Rock. So if you all want to see that, you can check it out at Power 98 FM. But how are you feeling about entering into college, and what is that looking like for you?
Yeah, so I go August 3rd. So super, super soon, way sooner than everything else. It's scary to think about. I'm going to be living in the dorm, love my sweet mates, love everyone. But it's scary to think about, like, going to classes. I know that most of mine are probably going to be remote, but I'm just happy I get to be in the dorms and be safe. I know that, for at least for me and my suite are going to be safe. Me and my suite are going to be strapped up on masks, everything like that, hand sanitizer, staying safe, staying clean. But it is a scary experience going to school and not really knowing what's going to happen. And like UNC, like, we're not getting tested as students. Only athletes are getting tested. Athletes are getting tested every single week. But I don't know. It's very scary, but I think that the best thing I can do is, like, hope on it, pray on it, everything like that.
Well, Kaden, thank you for being with us this morning. Congratulations on everything that you got going on. Good luck to you this school year. Remain safe. Stay in touch with us here in the Madhouse, and thank you for being a cool kid that you are and representing our community and staying strong. We really appreciate you. And do you want to give out your social media for folks to follow you?
Oh, sure. And thank you for that. My social media is at Goku's Mom. That's on Instagram at GOKUSMOM. And yeah, thank you so much.
And
for
we are
me.
So, so, so proud of you, Kate. And you are a phenomenal woman. And it really makes us feel confident knowing that young leaders like you are coming up in the world. Continue to do what you do, sis. You're Black Girl Magic.
Thank you.
And I need some of that Chapel Hill gear, though, because I'm a Carolina fan, so I'm going to need some of that when you get up there. All right, though.
I got you.
Thank you, Kane.
Thank you.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power
Y'all know
98.
What it is inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, we going to let y'all shine. Shout out to that young lady, Kaden. She's already shine, so she kind of like already kicked it off. But if you got somebody you need to let shine, I want to hear from y'all. 570-WPEG. Your kids doing well. They doing their thing. Your mama doing well. She out there working. Your daddy bringing home the bacon. Ooh, boy, this Megan Thee Stallion. This Megan Thee Stallion and this Tory Lanez situation. What's going on with that, Miss Jessica? Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. Like, was they trying to reenact Harlem Nights or something? What was
you know,
doing?
I got all of that coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News.
Okay. I got to wait to 7:24?
Yes, definitely.
I wait to 7:24, though, but come on. She was
we got some big stories coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I saw some of the lists she was working on.
It's a lot of stuff that's going on.
But this story right here, you know what? I really don't be wanting to get in people's business. But this one right here, I want to know all the details for Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez and everybody that is involved in this. I want to know what in the holy hell was going on. But in the meantime, we got Miss Justice got news on that dropping right about 7:24. Right about now, we're going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine
yo
on the
daddy.
Crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out in Boston.
Yo, daddy!
You know we got to shine.
Let's go!
Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers.
Well, they can still smell them. And Miss Jessica, you probably don't know this young lady on the phone line like that, but I do, and I haven't heard from her in probably at least, I'm gonna say 5 years at least. Miss Agus, what's going on?
Not a thing, baby, not a thing. I just been
missing.
We got to get something done or whatnot. I can't come to the station or nothing now.
Well, I'm a little offended that you think that I don't know who Miss Agus is.
You know who Miss Agus is.
What?
Okay.
What? Miss Agus is a Power 98 legend.
She is a Power 98 legend. She knows.
I mean, where's your birthday book?
You know what? And I just got up and looked in it. I say, hey, so I can shout out somebody. I got a nephew and his wife's anniversary today. I said, let me shout them out today.
Thank you.
Miss Agus,
Miss Agus is.
Okay, what you been doing, Miss Agus? Because I haven't heard from you in so long. And, you know, you used to make my morning because you had everybody's birthday in the madhouse.
And me and my friend were just talking about this yesterday. I say I couldn't tell people that I didn't even work at the radio station because they swear I worked there. And what? When they cut out the birthdays, I actually got on Facebook, and I do my birthdays and anniversary on Facebook.
Well, you can call on this segment every morning and leave your birthday.
Oh, shit, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm back in business.
You're back in business, Miss Agus. You're back in business.
I'm back in business. Yes, I am. But let me holler at, look, Brian and Carla Agus celebrating their anniversary today. They live in Charlotte. A shout out to my nephew and niece.
And shout out to you, man, because you held us down for so long, and you used to just make my morning. So thank you for calling this morning.
Oh, y'all know I love y'all. I love y'all. Every now and again, I have to hit old Tone and JD on the other station, but I tell them 98 coming for you.
Got to let Miss Agus shine this morning. Thank you, Miss Agus. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
You got somebody you want to shine this morning?
I do.
Go ahead, baby.
I want to let my cousin Carter K shine, Bell Mount and Park Drive shine.
There it is.
And everybody's on my mind. It's shining, yeah. Oh. I love you.
Each and every morning, baby, we let somebody shine. I want to let all my sons shine this morning, man. They out there, they grinding, they doing their thing. We had a great time in the mountains, man. Shout out to Darian. He didn't get to go, but still, shout out to him. Shout out to my son, Darian. Shout out to my son, Traylon. Shout out to my son, Keontae. And shout out to my son, Daviante. Daddy, proud of y'all, baby!
Shining, 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 yeah.
Ah! Y'all keep pushing, keep doing your thing. Miss Jessie, you got anybody you need to let shine before we get off here?
You know what, Larry? I want to shine the light, and I'm not going to say anybody specifically because I don't want to forget anyone, but I want to shine the light on every single person that sent me a DM, a comment, a text message, a voicemail, left a message on any of my social media, left me something up there at the radio station, mailed me something as I was quarantining and dealing with COVID. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I read every single message, and I want to shine the light on everybody that sent me some love and some prayers.
Coming up, we got your Know the Neighbor News at 7:24. It's Power 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Well, hello, nosy neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door here. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 17th. Prayers up for Tamar Braxton. The singer was rushed to the hospital last night in an alleged suicide attempt. Word is the singer's boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boyfriend called police after he found her unresponsive. He told them Tamar had been drinking and taking an unknown amount of prescription pills. A rep for Tamar says Tamar has had a very rough and emotional day. More information will be coming in the next few days. Please pray for her. We're hearing that Tamar is still unconscious but in stable condition. She is currently under 24-hour watch at the hospital. So we're getting more details about the question that's on everyone's mind. Who shot Megan the Stallion? Well, allegedly Tory Lanez shot everyone's favorite hot girl when she and her best friend got into an argument with Tory and were attempting to get out of their chauffeured SUV. On top of that, word is there is cell phone video of the incident. Now, Tory was arrested after the SUV was pulled over by police. He posted $35,000 bail and was released. He is scheduled to appear in court on October 13th. Looks like there's a little beef brewing between the Migos and their record label, Quality Control. The rap trio filed a lawsuit against their attorney after they say they were cheated out of millions. Now, the attorney also represents QC Music. The lawsuit also accuses their CEO, P, of professional malpractice and unjust enrichment. Now, P has responded with a lengthy social media post. In part, he says, "It is unfortunate that the same people that we have worked hard for, provided opportunities for, and championed for are now alleging that we have participated in any kind of immoral and unfair business practices or took advantage of them and their careers, especially while we're dealing with the death of an artist on our label that was dear to us." James Harden is in some hot water. The NBA star was recently pictured in a mask that advocates for Black Lives Matter, and people are not having it. The mask had a skull on top of a black and white American flag pattern with a single blue stripe running through it. P people immediately hopped on social media to blast the NBA player, including Trey Songz, who posted a picture of Harden wearing the mask with the caption, "This is certified clown stuff. I'll say it for everybody who's scared to. FOH." Young Thug also took to Twitter, if you want to see what he had to say, hop on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Check it out in my story. Happy birthday to Jeremiah. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 91. Afternoon pop up showers about 3 o'clock, from 3 to about for the rest of the night. 76 degrees right about now, and you already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mate.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Yes, sir. Larry Mad is being brought to you by the YMCA. You can join me tonight and tomorrow night at the YMCA as they present Level Up, baby. Come on and level up at the Y. Tonight, your teens can level up at the YMCA, the Stratford YMCA, which is the YMCA on West Boulevard from 8 to 10. You can catch me out there hanging out with the youth, man, doing our thing. Stratford YMCA tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's going down from 8 to 10 at the Macquarie YMCA. So tonight, Stratford YMCA, West Boulevard, and then tomorrow night, Macquarie YMCA, Batesport Road from 8 to 10. For everybody ages 13 to 18, free teen nights, free food, free fun, and all in a COVID-safe environment at the YMCA. Level up with us at the YMCA. All right, hashtag Larry Mad. And this one yesterday, as many of them do, man, it just it broke my heart. You know, was on a Zoom call with the city and was talking about youth programs for the city, that they're want to implement more youth programs here in the city of Charlotte. Found out about some youth programs that I didn't even know about. Right after I get off the call, I get a text message, I get a Facebook inbox about a young person shot and killed again here in the city of Charlotte. Originally, it was rumored that it was 11-year-old. Then, as more details came out, they said that it was about a 13 or 14-year-old. And I've been seeing things swirl around about speculation this and speculating that. And a mother and a father is waking up this morning that are never gonna get to hear their child's voice again. They're never gonna get to see their child again. And that is just the bottom line for it for me. And once again, it is at the hands of gun violence. I'ma say it and I'ma continue to say it. We have got to do something about these guns in our city. Point blank, period. As an advocate for youth, as an advocate for nonviolence in our city, you know, it pains us, it hurts your heart. And then, you know, as one of the people that goes out and speak to the families and talk to the families after things like this happen, it just break you down. It's like one of them things that happen and you like, man, I don't know what I could do to fix it, but I promise you, if I could throw some magic dust in the air and make it come down and fix it, I would. And it's so many people that feel like that. And it's so many people that tweet and Instagram and Facebook about what are we going to do? We have got to find something. I can tell you right now, I don't know, but I know I'm here to work for it. I'm here to advocate for it. And whatever that something is, we have got to get control of our youth, and we got to get control of guns in our city. It's sad, it's hurtful, and it just downright, at some point it just make you mad. It's like, damn, when we gonna do something? Damn, when we gonna get it? It's like, man, hit the hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Incognito live in the kitchen right there, got it in for y'all. Burpee's out today, but I still got the shots. He left me the ammunition, baby. Shots fired.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9.
If Burpee feel a type of way, we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy shoot.
Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The English is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Boom, boom, boom. Shots fired. Burpee ain't here, but he left me the shots. Well, and I added my own, too. First up on the list, boy, shots fired. You know who I got on the list. It's my dog. It's my homeboy. I watched this video, and I couldn't believe it. My boy, TK Kirkland, AKT to the mother... Gay! So he took and did a video about the whole Nick Cannon situation. And basically, what he told Nick Cannon was what the lady told LeBron. Shut up and dribble. It's basically what TK Kirkland told Nick Cannon. He said, you know, we got to do our thing for our families and we got to make sure that, you know, we get the bag and at the end of the day, the bottom line is getting the bag. So be careful, Nick. What? TK? I mean, you're a comedian. You do your thing, but you was dead serious on this. And TK, you know all about getting the bag, too. And you my dog. You know all about getting the bag, but didn't nobody say nothing when you were stealing Diddy credit card.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And pay Burpee the money you owe.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Burpee told me to throw that part in there. All right. Kanye West. First, Kanye was in the race. Then Kanye was out the presidential race. And I'm so confused about Kanye right now. I don't even know what to do. But, I mean, Kanye, they said he's having a bipolar episode. Well, will somebody grab his ass and sit his ass down like y'all do the old people in the old folk home? Somebody grab Kanye and sit his ass down right now because I don't know what to do with Kanye because he in, he out. He's an old lady. He's a young lady. I don't know what he is.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
The governor of Georgia. The governor of Georgia done sued Keisha Bottoms, who is the mayor of Atlanta. He said that it is unlawful for her to impose this wearing mask protocol. Governor, I mean, what are you trying to do, Governor? We know the African American population in Atlanta is heavy. Are you trying to kill all the black folk off? What you doing, Governor? How you gonna sue the mayor because she wants to protect the people of the ATL? The governor of Georgia. Sit your ass down.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
All right, I'm about to get off of here. Because if I do this other story, I'm going to do this last one and I'm going to get off of here. Because if I really got two, but I'm going to leave on this one right here. Now, this was really shots fired. And I want to know details. I want to know what the hell was going on in this chauffeured SUV with Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion, and her posse and her crew and her fly girls, her hot girls. What in the hell would make Tory Lanez shoot Megan Thee Stallion not once but twice in the foot? I guess he was trying to get her to BID. He was trying to get her to bust it down, and Megan was like, nah, it ain't that kind of hot girl summer. And Tory Lanez, he really fired shots.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's all I got for y'all. I ain't mess with y'all no more.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his No cap.
Hey, Nosy Neighbors, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News quickie. ASAP Rocky is fearing for his life, and because of that, he wants to get a restraining order against a woman who he claims has been harassing him for 2 years. He says that a woman by the name of Michaela Jimenez has shown up to his home uninvited and even made it all the way to his bedroom at one time. Rocky also says that the woman contacted family members and friends about where the rapper is during the day. There's going to be a hearing next month to find out whether or not ASAP Rocky will be granted this order. We'll keep our eyes on this story. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
quickie. Tell that.
All right, coming up, Dr. Kaplan, aka the COVID doctor. I gave him that name. He's got to tell us all about COVID-19. What can we expect coming up? And What are we doing with our schools? Is that the right thing we should be doing? And can we expect sports this fall? All coming up next inside of Madhouse, Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
Hey everyone, it's Brandon Gandy from Victory Chevrolet.
Power 98 WPET, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. And we got the good doctor on the phone. Dr. Kaplan, how you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. And for folks out there in the community who might not know, who the hell is Dr. Kaplan? Who is Dr. Kaplan?
Nobody important. I own a healthcare logistics company and provide healthcare for populations that normally don't get easy access to healthcare all over the United States. Right now, actually, we're doing the COVID-19 testing, all the drive-up testing, all through the eastern half of North Carolina. So we're about 100 zip codes through the eastern half of North Carolina. And then we're actually opening a dental facility on Fort Bragg in a week and a half.
So speaking of the drive-up COVID testing, a lot of people like go to the Walgreens and things like that, and they come back pretty fast. But other places, it has been taking like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days to come back. Why is that? Like I've heard different things. I've heard like the labs are backed up. So can you kind of clear that up?
Yeah, it really has to do with what lab you're utilizing. So we have a very strong relationship with a lab that does a turnaround for us in 24 hours, 36 at the worst. And but other labs and some of the major labs, excuse me, like Quest and LabCorp, those bigger labs, they're pretty backlogged because they're pulling in from all over the country. And then some of the other smaller labs are pretty maxed out as well. So it really is going to depend on what lab that they're sending them to. It'll vary dramatically.
The biggest thing we're dealing with right now is the reopening of schools here in North Carolina. You know, they did vote Plan B, which was to reopen schools, some remote, some in-school learning as well. What do you think about that, and what do you think would be the best policy for reopening schools?
Well, I think schools need to get reopened. You know, we know that children are less likely to have bad outcomes, but they are certainly likely to catch the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the risk, of course, of transferring it over to other people. Maybe not as well as other people can transfer it, but they still have that probability. So what we need to do with the schools in order to open them up is we really need to implement a process where all the parents, before they take their child to school, actually go on and do a pre-screening of their child. So they fill out a quick pre-screening, like on their phone, that that identifies whether their child has any symptoms or whether they've had any exposure to COVID-19. You know, have they been in contact with somebody who's positive? And then, if that's the case, then there's an immediate notification into the school so that the school nurse or the health system that's involved with that can then redirect that child to testing or tell them to stay home, whichever is appropriate. And that, because the problem that we're running into everywhere is that we're not pre-screening anyone. So everyone's showing up whether they're sick or not, and then they're infecting other people. So that pre-screening process has to happen. And then there needs to be a way to confirm they were pre-screened coming into the school, and also take their temperature accurately when they come in. The school should have a plan in place, and it actually should be a written plan, and the parents should have access to see it.
Dr. Kaplan, I've also been seeing for the last few days that we are close to a vaccine, one, and then part two, that they also have been saying that Russian hackers are trying to steal the vaccine. You have any comments on that?
I can't speak to the Russian hacker part.
Okay.
That's way above my pay grade in the super secret world, right?
It's above me now.
Yeah, but as it relates to the vaccine, we have a half a dozen we have about 70 companies that are working on it around the world. There's a half a dozen of them that the U.S. has given money to, anywhere from as little as $30 million to as much as $1.6
billion.
Mm. They've also, the U.S. government has made an intelligent choice to go ahead and tell those companies to start producing the vaccine, even if we haven't figured out whether it's going to work or not. So while each of this half dozen are running through their trials and they're rolling through those phases of that, they're still going through the process of producing the vaccine, because one of the most complicated parts of this is actually taking the vaccine and being able to produce it at scale and have it available, stable and available for distribution to be able to deliver it. And that's really a hard thing. It's a lot harder than people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the government has said, look, we're going to give you money to go ahead and start doing that while we're deciding, while everybody's figuring out whether it's safe and whether it works, means that once we get through all those trials, there should be vaccine available. Now, I still think that's the first quarter, at the earliest, is really the first quarter of 2021. So, you know, January to March of 2021 is probably the earliest we're going to see that.
Dr. Kaplan, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, flattening the curve in some of the hot states. North Carolina is becoming one of those hot states where, you know, the COVID cases are getting out of hand. Just like in Florida, they had, you know, they had 15,000 cases in one day. So is there truly a way to flatten the curve when it comes to the COVID-19?
There is a way to flatten the curve, and it's there are a couple of components to it. One is, people need to realize that this is a virus that's easy to catch, and it's transmitted through aerosol, coming out of your breath, moisture, coughing, sneezing. So it's easy to transfer. So if you're in the presence of other people, if you're around other people, if everyone's wearing a mask, you reduce the transmission of that. And when I say a mask, I mean a real mask. I don't mean a T-shirt wrapped around your face. I mean a real mask.
Okay.
All right? So get it, go, you know, there's cloth, excuse me, there's cloth ones you can get that have filters in them, and then there's also regular, the ones that we wear as doctors, that are you can also get, but wearing real masks. So that's part number one. Part number two is, people have to realize if they don't feel well or they have symptoms, they need to stay home. They just need to stay home. And the fact that they're not doing that is a problem. You know, and again, it comes back to the fact that we don't have a process in place to pre-screen people and determine whether they have symptoms or not. And if we could do that, then we would know who really should be tested, as well as whether people should be allowed in locations where there's a lot of people congregating.
So speaking of a lot of people congregating, a lot of people, we ready for, we ready to see some sports. You know, the NBA is due to come back next week. The NFL is, you know, they're kind of up in the air about it. What do you think about sports returning, you know, with the, you know, soccer did come back, but, you know, the bigger sports such as, you know, the NFL and the NBA. What do you think about that, Dr. Kaplan?
Yeah, so the NBA did something. They tried something really smart, right? They said, look, let's try and make sure that we can kind of create our own island. And Disney's a great place to do that because it has everything self-contained, right?
Yes.
But you're still talking about over 300 athletes and then about 2,000-plus people total that need to support all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can get compliance from those people that'll stay on the island and keep everybody else off the island, then it could work. The question is, will they get compliance? Major League Soccer just had, you know, they just tested everybody. They're trying to create their own little bubble. And everybody tested negative. So they have, you know, now they've got, okay, we've got everybody in the bubble, and 100% of the people tested negative. That was actually this morning reported. So, you know, that'll work, again, if you can get compliance. Baseball and football are another animal altogether because they want to travel. And the minute you start doing that, then, yeah, we can fly in private planes, but you have hotels and the staff that work there. You have, you know, food service, you have fans that are going to run into them, you have players that are going to want to go out on the town, do whatever. So that's going to be really hard to do. That one's going to be hard. And then as you step down college, high school, youth sports, it becomes almost impossible to really create an environment that's going to be safe for this fall. So unfortunately, my best guess is that we're not going to see very much in the way of sports, especially below the professional level in a couple of sports, in the fall. And you know, they'll look to maybe push things into the spring.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so no sports, and no high school football, basketball, none of that this fall and winter. Okay, well, Dr. Kaplan, you're supposed to bring some good news, Dr. Kaplan.
You know, there is some good news.
What is the good news?
The good news is that we can actually get through this if people do what they know they're supposed to do.
Okay.
And so, but that's really going to rely on the businesses, churches, schools enforcing it. So if they all enforced the fact that they said, look, if you're not pre-screened before you get here, I'm not letting you in. If you're not cleared and you don't have a clear temperature, I'm not letting you in. If they don't enforce that, then we're going to have a problem. But if we could get the organizations to enforce that, then the public will go along because they just don't have a choice. And then there's a way for us to get through this and continue to live lives and manage things in a way where we're bending this curve down. But it's going to require the organizations to really invest in it. And, you know, I think Virginia just passed some rules around some of this. They haven't released them all fully yet, but they just passed something a couple of days ago. And that you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more states stepping up and saying, look, you know, there's CDC guidance, but these are the rules, and they're going to codify it in laws that are going to be enforceable.
Mm. Dr. Kaplan, I appreciate you checking in with me this morning, giving me a COVID-19 update. I was about to call you Dr. Bad News until you gave me that good news at the end.
No, dude, listen, it's going to be a rough road for a couple months here because we've got a lot of infection carrying forward into the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a rough road for there. But on the flip side of it, you know, going into the first quarter of next year, we should have vaccines, and in all candor, we're going to have enough of the population that's been exposed in combination with the vaccines that we should be able to really bend it off there.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Kaplan, for checking in, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Be well and stay safe.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know it's time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Black Smart.
This is Jimmy. What's going on, little Jimmy?
What's going on, Jimmy?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, nothing. Good morning, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. How is everybody? Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, we're gonna play Black Smart. We're gonna give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Jimmy, if you do not, we need that hood black card, Jimmy. All right.
Let's do it. Let's get it. Let's see what we get.
Kick it off for him, Miss Jessica.
Jimmy, I'm going back to my question from yesterday. What actor played Darth Vader and Mufasa? What is his name?
His name is James Earl Jones.
You are correct, Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy. Since we going to the movies, I want to know how many movies? Not how many, but name me three movies that Omar Epps played in.
Oh, Omar Epps. Let's go with Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go with, Best Man.
Best Man? Best Man?
Best Man?
Mm-mm. Oh, my Elves wasn't in there, bro. No. He wasn't in Best Man, bro. That's the wrong one. You thinking about the other black man. That's Tay Diggs.
Yeah.
Oh, my Elves wasn't in there. He wasn't in there.
You thinking about the other movie. There was another movie.
Yeah, he thinking about the wood. That's what he thinking about.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, the wood.
But you didn't say it. You missed that one, Jimmy. All right, your third and final question. You get this one right, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card. Jessica, you want to give it to him or you want me to give it to him?
You can give it to him.
All right, in the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie. In the movies. In the movie Players Club, where was Bernie Mac's character from? What city?
It'd be Chi-Town.
Chi-Town, that's what you're going with?
Let's go with Chi-Town.
You got it, man. You got it. I'm Chi-Town. Got a bill from Chi-Town.
You win.
Okay, Jimmy, you...
What?
You pulled through, big dog. Go ahead and get a five shout outs.
Five shout outs. I want to shout out everybody that knows me in Statesville, everybody that knows me in Salisbury. This is Jimmy Barree. You know what we do, and y'all know why he couldn't beat me on the movie. Come holler at me.
I actually did beat you on one of the movie questions, though.
You did. My bad.
And Jimmy, give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
WPEG Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit levels. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
They get it off their mind, man. The Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag M-H-O-M, you know it, M-H-Q-O-T-D. All right, Miss Jessica, what is it today?
Yeah, it's a mess.
I know, gotta get
we
my letter together.
About Nick
I don't know.
Cannon. You know, he made his comments and was Viacom CBS decided to just split ties with him. At first he said he wasn't going to apologize, and then he did apologize. Well, last night he took to his Twitter page to say, "I hurt an entire community and it pained me to my core. I thought it couldn't get it worse. Then I watched my own community turn on me and call me a sellout for apologizing. Good night. Enjoy Earth." So we're wondering, do you agree with Nick Cannon's decision to apologize?
Meek Millie said, I'm not apologizing for nothing that I believe in. The Travel Good said, hell to the no. Apologize for telling the truth? Nope. So mesmerizing. The irony is that him having to apologize further proves the veracity of his statements. Personally, I don't think he should have apologized at all. Brother Muzwan. Oh, so now he hurt? What he means is his pride is hurt because he can't play both sides anymore. He wants to be a coon for the money and a revolutionary in front of the blacks. He has lost credibility with me. I don't know what he typed. He has lost credibility with me after the apology is what he said.
Cooler Than Drew says, yes, is nothing wrong with apologizing for hurting someone. It's called growth and he shouldn't be chastised for it. Ms. JLD says, no, I don't think he should have to apologize for speaking the truth. It didn't cost him. It did cost him, but that just shows the world we live in. The white people, Viacom, canceled him so fast, but they will never cancel their own. And they've done and said much worse. At the end of the day, his apology did nothing. He could have kept it, stood on his word, and still be right where he is without being called a sellout because they're not hiring him back regardless. And watch, he's blacklisted next. Queen Tana to you says, no, he shouldn't have apologized. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Well, he actually kept his Fox job, so, I mean, maybe the apology helped with that. I don't know. All right. If you know, if you got it on your mind, you can let it off. You can leave it on the voicemail. You already know. 704-227-8780.
Ain't no limit, Larry. This is Mike. I think Black Smart is loaded. It's unfair. I think y'all should flip a coin and either the caller gets to ask y'all questions or you get to ask them questions and see how Black Smart y'all are. What's up?
This is Mr. What the hell? Well, it was good to hear Miss Ager's voice on the radio this morning. And look here, if Donald Trump can get on national TV and tell lies all day, every day, talk about Mexicans, women, and whoever else he wants to, like he wants to, then hell to the no, Nick Cannon shouldn't have to apologize. Deshaun Jackson, Steven Jackson, Dwayne Wade, anybody else for that matter, for saying something. America got something called freedom of speech. America's problem is we don't got songs like Toodles and Toodles. If your black ass listening, I'ma stick you in your mouth with a rusty pitchfork, and I hope your tongue get gangrene and fall out so you can't talk no more, you nasty bastard. Now hold up on that.
There's something wrong with that boy. Miss Jessica, what do you think about Mike and his Black Smart suggestion?
We've done that before.
Flip a coin and yeah.
We haven't flipped the coin, but we've played Black Smart.
Okay. He sounds like somebody who lost, right?
Yeah, I mean, be quiet, Mike. Didn't nobody ask for your opinion.
Thank you.
is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
You got it on your mind, you can let it off, man. We drop the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25, 704-227-8780. You can leave it on the voicemail, whatever you got to say.
What the hell is going on here?
All right, nosy neighbors, it's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 17th. Prayers up for Tamar Braxton. The singer was rushed to the hospital early this morning in an alleged suicide attempt. Word is her boyfriend called the police after he found her unresponsive. He told them that Tamar had been drinking and taking an unknown amount of prescription pills. Now, a rep for Tamar says Tamar has had a very rough and emotional day. More information will be coming in the next few days. Please pray for her. We are hearing that Tamar is still unconscious but in stable condition. She is currently under 24-hour watch at the hospital. Now, also in addition to that, Tamar was filming a new show. She was doing one for YouTube, but then she's also getting her own show on WeTV. They just dropped the trailer for that also. So she is doing a lot of filming. And I know that that one for WeTV really digs into her personal life. So I hope that she is okay.
Pressure. You know what I mean? A lot of people do not realize the pressure that people be under sometimes and the demands that are placed on you when you are a celebrity or a superstar in the fashion that Tamar Braxton is. And it's kind of like, you know, you look at people and then you look at them like a duck on a pond, and that analogy is that if you look at a duck on a pond, it's sitting there calm, but underneath the surface you see a lot of stuff moving and to keep that duck afloat. And what happens is people forget that a lot of these celebrities, they're people too, and man, they go through a lot. And we just talked to Tamar Braxton about a month ago when she was debuting her new show To Catch a Beautician, and she seemed well, but you just never know what somebody's going through in their personal life. That's why you see all these posts, you see people say check on your strong friends, and that is definitely a true statement. You need to check on your strong friends because you just never know what somebody's going through, and one situation can make you go off on a tangent and something like this can happen. But like you said, Miss Jessica, our hearts and our prayers definitely go out to the Braxton family and to Tamar Braxton.
And I have said it from the get-go that when this pandemic started and we talked to Dr. Tate on the show, she talked about mental health, and I never realized it until this pandemic happened. So like you say, check on your strong friends. It is more important than ever to do that now during a time where people are quarantining and they've been by themselves for months on end, and the world is just not the same. It's important now to do that.
Especially like you're saying, because people-on-people interaction is at an all-time low just because of the pandemic. So a lot of times people sit with their thoughts and they sit with stuff that's been on their heart and their mind, and it can consume you. And then on top of that, you still got to work and you still got to go out there and perform. Like you said, Tamar is involved in a lot of projects right now. So that pressure with the pressure of life can make somebody fold up. So,
yeah,
man, I just hope she's okay.
Well, we are getting more details about the question that's on everyone's mind. Who shot Megan Thee Stallion? Word is allegedly Tory Lanez shot everybody's hot girl when she and her best friend got into an argument with Tory, and they were attempting to get out of their chauffeured SUV. On top of that, word is their cell phone video of the entire incident. Now, Tory was arrested after the SUV was pulled over by the police. He posted bail and was released. The bail was $35,000. He is scheduled to appear in court on October 13th.
Now, you know, I'm mad about this case, Jessica, and for several different reasons. One, because I read somewhere where the police said that the witnesses and people involved are not cooperating with the police in this situation. A female was shot twice in the foot, and you're not going to cooperate and give up the video. I'm mad about that, and I'm also mad about the fact that a lot of celebrities step up and they say things and they say certain things about certain situations, like the Nick Cannon situation. Every celebrity has been speaking out about it, but nobody's going to step up and say nothing about, I said this earlier, what in the world are you arguing about that will make you pull out a gun and want to shoot a female? I don't get it. I don't get it. But no celebrity said nothing. I haven't seen any celebrity, not any male celebrity, step up and say and check Tory Lanez and say something about Tory Lanez in this situation. Whether they know he did it or not, they know he was arrested for shooting. But ain't nobody going to step up and say something. I'm mad about this, Ms. Jessica. Let me sit back because I'm going to get.
Well, he was not arrested for shooting. He was arrested for
the concealed weapon.
You're right. And I think that a lot of people haven't stepped up yet and said anything because, like you said, witnesses aren't cooperating, and so the story still hasn't come out.
But people,
nobody really knows the details of this. This is alleged that Tory shot him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say, though. Even though it's alleged, people still step up off of rumors. You know what I mean? People don't wait for the whole story to come out before they say stuff about certain situations. I'm just mad about it. Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
I'm waiting for these details to come out so that we can learn exactly what it is.
What were you arguing about to make you want to shoot a female? I don't understand. What could you possibly argue about in this car to make you pull out your gun and want to shoot Megan Thee Stallion? What are you arguing about?
I'm wondering if Megan is participating in this, because the story is Megan told police she stepped on glass. That's why I say it's too much that's going on. That's why I feel like people aren't commenting. They're waiting for the facts.
If we ever get
to find out what's going on. Because you comment, and then you're as a celebrity, and then you're wrong.
Then you do just like all of them do. You just come back and apologize.
Yeah. Not during cancel culture.
You just come back and apologize. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Well, James Harden is in some hot water. The NBA star recently was pictured in a mask that has a picture advocating for Blue Lives Matter. People weren't having it. The mask has a skull on top of a black and white American flag pattern with a single blue stripe running through it. People immediately hopped on social media to blast him, including Trey Songz, who posted the picture of Harden in the mask with the caption, "This certified clown-ish."
See what I mean?
I'll say it for everybody who is scared to F out of here.
See what I mean? Now, Trey Songz gonna step up and say something about this, but you ain't gonna say nothing about Tory Lanez shooting at Megan Thee Stallion. No, I'm just saying.
But he has the facts.
But
there's an actual picture of
Harden
in this mask.
But Harden didn't say Blue Lives Matter. He didn't say that. The mask doesn't say that either.
That is on the mask is the Blue Lives Matter symbol.
That could be a symbol from some jeans or a clothing line or something. It might not be that simple.
It's the Blue Lives Matter symbol. It's very clear.
I ain't buying it.
It's very clear that it's the Blue Lives Matter symbol.
I ain't buying it.
On the mask.
I'm not buying it. Nope.
We'll see. Happy birthday to Jeremiah. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Let me find out. Tory Lanez is the thug of the industry.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.